Maya, in the main portion of our interview, we weren't able to get to this, but you had one more example of a Philadelphia agency that became more results-focused during the Nutter administration. Tell us what that was.
Sure. So Philadelphia, because it's both a city and a county, also runs its behavioral health services in the Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability. This department has been on a multi-year quest to shift the way that it contracts for services from a fee-for-service model to a pay-for-performance model. So now they're paying for outcomes, mutually agreed upon outcomes with providers, rather than just a fee-for-service. This is really a sea change. It happened over multiple years. I think they're on their sixth or seventh year now of really shifting to a pay-for-performance model. But now they boast that over 90% of their contracts are pay-for-performance contracts, and they've really seen reduction in expenses as a result and improvements in outcomes and the well-being of their clients.